When we were going through that part of the crisis, we weren't getting these questions from some people. You know, we weren't demanding these things of any administration.
What do you mean?
But now that a different administration is in office.
That is not true.
Every little thing. So you're going to move from
to troll that. Hmm? It is quite easy to troll that and say, you didn't hear that before and some people weren't asking, but that is not true. It is easy to say that in the absence of any proven fact. You don't know, people don't know, and if that has been thrown at me, people don't know contributions, all the contributions I make or what I say, so that's why I dismiss that. But the only reason I was talking about the specification for the trucks was I believe it was important that you bring in the workers of the transport, the sanitation authority, to discuss with them, to include them in the discussion. That's the only point I was making as to the roles and where they would go. You have to include them in the discussion. And for people to be criticizing the workers to say they need to fire them because they didn't want, I understand why they will be aggrieved. That's the only point I'm making. But my significant point is about transparency and accountability.
I am exceedingly happy to see that mm-hmm. these trucks are finally on the road,
yes.
and that they have been able to resolve whatever differences there were with the workers on it, because it was not in the best interest of Barbados to have the trucks sitting down there doing nothing.
That's true.
You know, and we can move forward to the point now where we can reduce the complaints that we have been getting here in the station about the number of weeks that people have gone without their garbage being collected and the
all
threat
over the
that
Christmas
that
time. All over
Precisely.
Christmas. So, but David, before I go, don't just feel we can move on from that. We still have to get back to discussing who was given the contract, why it was given, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm saying to you...
Well, ultimately, it is about the terms of the contract and to make sure, because I remember hearing that some of the money that we have gotten from the Caribbean Development Bank has been for the purchase of some of the garbage trucks. Okay. So I think that you don't get money from the Inter-American Development Bank and the CDB without being able to account for that money. That's the reason why some people don't take the money, because they don't want to account for it.
Yeah.
So
but
I expect that will be addressed.
Show us that and let don't just tell us, show us. We need to see proof of what you're saying. But thank you, David. I'll talk to you next week on matters of immigration.
All right, I gotta go and prepare for that, bro. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the program. Good afternoon.
Thank you. This is my first time calling, and I have a real big problem. I have a disabled...
Turn off your radio.
I turn it off. I have a disabled person who goes to Children Development Center, or the new name, A.C. Graham Development Center. You can call till the cows come home. You cannot get no one to answer the phone. If you want to make an appointment, you have to go up there to make the appointment. It is really hard what is happening to disabled people in Barbados who attend A.C. Graham Development Center. And when you get there and you see the condition of A.C. Graham Development Center, it is in a terrible state.
Wow. It wasn't always like that.
It wasn't always like that. If you make, you cannot make an appointment. You cannot speak to anyone. Nobody's answering the phone. If you want a letter and you go up there, they're telling you they don't know when you're going to get a letter to take anywhere from the Children's Development Center. If you want medication for your child from the doctor, you cannot make an appointment because nobody's answering the phone. And it is hard. They say that they're doing things in Barbados for the Children's Development Center for disabled children, for disabled people in Barbados. And I don't see it, because we parents who have disabled children, we are suffering because of the A.C. Graham Development Center. They don't have nobody to answer the phone. There's nobody around there doing anything. If you look there, the A.C. Graham Development Center look abandoned.
How long have you been experiencing this problem?
From last year.
The beginning of the year?
Well, I didn't really make calls at the beginning of the year. I had no reasons to make calls. But, like, the first 6 months of the year, this thing just keep going on. Nobody's answering the phone. You cannot get...
But what sort would you need that really has pressed you to this point?
You can't get no communication.
But what would be your specific need that would require that you had to call them and you got no call? What specifically was happening with your child?
I wanted to make an appointment with the doctor.
Yes.
And I called 2 days, hold from morning till evening, and nobody answered.
Did you ever get the appointment?
I had to go. I had to ask somebody to keep my child for me, to go there to make an appointment. And when I get there, nobody was there at the office. I had to stand up there and wait. The lady, I think she's the maid that write the appointment in the book for me.
When did you get the appointment?
I got the appointment in October.
All right. And this is now January. And
yes.
You have been motivated to call about the problem. So it means that something else has happened?
Nothing else has happened. The same thing going on.
No, same thing. You've had to call them again since October?
Yes, I had to call them. I had to call them and I didn't get through. I had to go up there to find out when the letter will be ready for me from the doctor. The doctor said she cannot do anything because there's no typist to type the letter, so she don't know when I'm going to get the letter.
Wow. Somebody's telling me that the center no longer has a receptionist or a secretary, and that this has been the case for over a year now.
It has none.
When did you speak to anybody there? What did they tell you?
Well, the only person I spoke to, a therapist, and she just told me, well, there's nobody to answer the phone. But if you're desperate, you can call my cell phone, and I will see if I can get the appointment right in for you. And that is how I got the appointment, the second appointment, written in the book for my son. If the doctor is not able to come on that day, I wouldn't know because there's nobody to call me and tell me.
But, you know, there are a lot of people out there who may have a little bit of time on their hands who could offer to answer the phones or something like that because of the nature of the work of the A.C. Graham Center. I mean, there are a lot of people in Barbados who are trying to reach out, trying to do charity work and stuff like that. And I think that when government departments are faced with some of these issues, it may be useful to look at that as a possible approach to the problem. This is very disturbing because, I mean, as a journalist, I have done work over the years in which we had to focus on that particular center. And I know how important it is to so many people in Barbados. And we really need to address that. That is not right. It is not proper that you have to get up and go down there to get an appointment and stuff like that.
I have to get somebody to babysit my person.
This is painful stuff, man. This isn't the way that we're supposed to run agencies like that.
It's tearful, not only painful, tearful because when you think about it, all you could do is sit down and cry to see how Barbados turn when it comes to disabled people. It is terrible, and they're saying, oh, we are doing this for disabled, we are doing the next for disabled. I am not seeing it.
Wow. I'm glad that you at least raised it and brought it to national attention. I sincerely hope that the powers that be can look at this problem and try to do something about it because it is not acceptable. As it stands right now, how old is your child?
He's 27.
27. And surely you must have a story to tell about what life has been like trying to deal with him.
Oh, yes. And other parents have the same problem. They come to call me. We can't get through either. We can't get through. You could imagine people living in St. Joseph and have to come to the children's development. Have to come. They can't call. They can call, but nobody's answering. No, they have to come.
That is not the way to treat people in this position. It isn't. And the authorities need to deal with this. This is wrong. You know, they may be oblivious to how bad the situation is, but today their attention has been drawn to this matter. And I thank you very much for raising it. All right? This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Happy New Year.
I would like to ask you, Mr. Ellis, what part these Democratic Labour Party garbage truck specialists come from all of a sudden? Huh? They should have been asking the former government why they didn't buy these trucks. I want to commend the Prime Minister and the team of the SSA for getting these trucks into the island. I think it's really commendable that a government that could be in office just under 2 years could have purchased at least 30 trucks. I mean, that is really commendable. I tell them already, you know, I ain't got nothing much to say on this program this year because my government in office right now and work swinging. But all I have to tell them is that there is nobody right now in the Democratic Labour Party that can beat Ms. Motley in the next election, because the next election, I tell you that as a political analyst, the next election is a foregone conclusion. She will win it hands down again. Because Ms. Motley is a consummate professional as a prime minister. And I'm very pleased as to how she is trying and working hard. She's keeping the country updated with what she's doing. We ain't like in the era of silence, like the last administration. And she's doing a wonderful job. I was in the area of the Ross University recently. And I'm so happy to see how, you know, the LESC, I think they call it, has been transformed into a real business hub down inside there. So all they can tell them, you know, it would take somebody like Errol Barrow to come back to rival Miss Motley, because the Democratic Labour Party, them ain't even getting much mention these days.
Boy, the only thing I would warn you about is that this is life and things can happen, and in politics, more things happen.
Listen,
so be careful. No, but you see, be very careful. Let me tell you something. I have lived long enough, and I've been around here enough.
I do.
To tell you that in politics, there's many a slip between the cup and the lip.
Yeah, it would take a massive.
So don't be so cock-a-hoop about this. We need to be complimentary of the administration for what it has done. That is positive, for sure. But at the same time, BLP supporters have to be careful that they don't do what the Dems did last time. They were also, I met many of them who operated on this kind of basis, even though other people might have been looking at it and saying, well, it's completely different. When you're in politics, remember, you know, it's a very hard task to lead small countries like these, you know. It demands so much of people.
Exactly. You were making the same point I was making. The prime minister is a prime minister who is on top of her game. And I think that history will record that she will make one of the finest prime ministers Barbados has ever had.
You should ask God to guide her and give her strength.
Well, yeah.
Rather than sitting down here talking about how certain you are about the future.
Them going back in there.
Well,
Verla and she crowed, we don't want. Joe and he crowed.
But who says Verla would be leading? Well, you never can tell. The same thing applies to the Dems. Many a slip between the cup and the lip. Okay?
Yes.
Down to brass tacks. Welcome to the program. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm a young person, a young lady.
How young is
that? And I have sat down for 3 years and listened to Brass Tacks before calling.
Yes.
And you know what? As young people, I look on and I see we got to forget D and B. And we got to focus on getting this country on track, running it with the best ability that we can run it with, you know? And as I see, as a young person, that's where the young people are going here, why? Because sitting down and listening to this program every day, I realize that people ain't thankful. They're just complaining. They're just calling in issue after issue. Them just ain't thankful for what we are going through or we are getting day by day. You know, like, give thanks. We get it every morning, give thanks. It's a new year, 2020. We bring in all issues from last year.
All right, year okay, okay, okay. I agree with you. I agree with you. Now, let me ask you now.
Yeah.
Tell me, what are the things that you believe we should be thankful for?
We should be thankful for life.
Yes, agreed.
And we should be thankful that we still got water. We still got food to eat, despite of the economical problems and situations. You know, as I get it every morning. I don't work for a big law money, but I give God thanks that I eat every day. I don't get sleep hungry. You understand me?
I got
you. So we got to give thanks. We got to start coming. That's what the young people hear, the negative, and they're reacting on this negative. We need to come and speak positive. Speak good things. We need to speak good things, but I ain't B nor D, but we got to come and speak good things into Motley. We got to come and speak good things into this prime minister. Speak good things into this country and let good things happen in this country. But if we keep on calling and we bring in negative and we bring in these old conflicts and these old things, thank God for the garbage trucks. The garbage going to get picked up. The flood's going to go long. Nobody ain't going to get sick. Just give thanks. We just complaining. Beijing's like, you know what happened? Beijing's like, the government to give them everything. Government want a house. Government get a land. Government get them a hamper every Christmas. The one run nobody. The thing they want, the pay. They want this thing. Beijing's got to learn to get it and fight.
Don't you see Beijing's who do that?
Huh?
Don't you see Beijing's who get up and fight and who don't depend upon the government?
Yes, got some people about more than need to fight. More than need to get up and fight, man. They look too much hands out. They might look government, everything.
How
government.
Do you fight?
Government.
How do government. You fight? How do you fight?
Me?
Yeah, you.
How do I fight? Yes. Once I get up on mornings and I give God praise and thanks and I open my eyes and I see another day.
You say you don't work for much.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want more to get too detailed, but what type of job do you do?
What type of job I do?
Yes.
I keep someone.
You keep someone?
Yes.
An elderly person or somebody who's ill?
Yes, please.
And you've been doing this for how long now?
3 years now.
3 years.
Yeah.
How have you been able to cope?
Me?
Yes.
With God by my side. The same way I live within my means. I don't live beyond my means. Mm-hmm. So if I could afford rice and I eat rice today, I'm going to eat it with corned beef. And if I can't afford it tomorrow, we eat something else that I can afford. That's how I live. You understand?
For somebody like you, what was the holiday like in terms of what you got and what you wanted?
It was blessed. It was quiet. It was nice. I had what I wanted and what I could afford.
You hear people talk a lot about the plight of the poor, the taxes on the poor, the difficulties facing the poor. How do you cope with those things? How have you adjusted your life?
Me?
Yes.
To tell you the truth, I adjusting very good, because if I know that I ain't driving a car and I got a catch bus to go down the road, you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. For instance, I got to go to Bridgetown. I got to go to the supermarket. But if I choose one day to go to the supermarket, I can make sure that I got everything that I want from the supermarket. Because you know the bus fares $3.50. So I can plan it going to town today. And then tomorrow I can run back to town. And then the next day I can run back to town. No, you can't do that.
Were you among those who get a hamper from a politician this Christmas?
No, please. I didn't want any.
You got any offer though?
No, please.
Okay. So you...
I'm blessed.
Pardon?
I'm blessed.
Right, so you are one of these people who can, it's not the easiest of lives, but you seek to stand on your own two feet.
Yes.
You come into contact with other Barbadian females. What are they telling you?
What they're telling me?
Yes.
Well, as I see some of them, the one live, as I tell you, the one live beyond a means, the one live like other people and are watching other people. So it's, for instance, in my community, it's God tell the girls, when they can't live like this body because the Johnsons go high. You can't live like the Johnsons. You don't know how the Johnsons running high. So I try to talk to the youngers and let the youngers live like
Are they
you,
listening?
Or live like nobody.
Are they listening?
Well, I can tell you sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't listen. They go through one ear, it will come through the next. But I know for me what I'm doing. And I know people got to put on a thinking cap in these times. They got to put on a thinking cap. Live to suit you. Live the best ability you could. Get up, give God praise and thanks. Go beyond your journeys, get back home, give God thanks. We doing too much fussing and fighting. We doing too much talking. We doing too much fighting. I don't know what else to say. No, that's the truth. We go give thanks.
Are you able to escape from the friction and the fighting?
Pardon me?
Are you able to escape from it?
Well, this is my day-to-day work, home, church, work, home, church. I'm a very young girl. I ain't interested in the party and, you understand, things just happen. But I just ask God to guide me and protect me. You understand?
Yes.
While I travel day to day.
Well, I want to thank you very much for taking the positive stance that you took today.
Thank you. Because, you know,
as you listen to this program, I'm sure, you know, you get provoked by some of the negatives that you hear.
So much. 3 years that I listen to this program.
Yeah.
And they sit down every day.
But it is contributions like yours that make the difference, you know. Sometimes some of you sitting down and listening
and
to too
that,
many
you
other people.
Big people. Grown people every day sitting on here, the same people calling. If they calling upon this program, another program, the same people. If I listen to it midnight, I hear the same people and the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. BD. BD.
No, okay.
No, we gotta forget that. We gotta go beyond that. We gotta reach another level and tell yourself, you know what? We gotta do it for Barbados. We, all of we, the B and the D, all of we in the same country, in the same setting, in the same space.
Somebody wants to provoke you even more. They say that I should ask you how many sugar daddies you got.
I don't have a sugar daddy. I'm a young girl and I have a husband. I'm a Christian. I live my life for God. And God is my source. I ain't got no sugar daddies. Young people, I have young people in this country can live a good life. And a life that is pleasing and acceptable. What God wants. I don't have no sugar daddies. You know, people need to get to reality that everybody are not the same. You understand what I mean? I'm a young girl. I'm a very young
How
girl.
How young is young?
Pardon me?
How young is young?
30. Early.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you very much for your encouraging words. And I wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm well. And you?
You're not too bad, thanks. You really enjoyed that, right?
You clearly enjoying it.
Of course. It was a good contribution. Real, you know?
Yes.
Now, what prompted me to call is the lady who says the medication in the port. Then, the lady who the phone calls when I can't get the phone answered. To get a better service going in the civil service, it means that all prime ministers can't do all. But I'm saying that it's about high time that the ministers, is that it start filtering from the ministers down to the permanent secretaries, down to the supervisors, the managers, down to the average person, down to the ladder, to get a better service. There's too much going on in this country regarding service. In the sense that you're going to these departments and sometimes you go there, people don't acknowledge you. Sometimes, in many cases, you do get some good workers, yes. Most cases, you work in the government, so I really got to care. My salary is secured. We got to start that attitude. Start thinking with people and deal with people in a decent manner. Offer a good service. There's nothing wrong in offering a good service. And you hear the cries on this program. You know, it really hurts your heart. People suffering. Tell me, was the big problem that it would take from July to now to get medication report? That is not only carelessness, but I'd like to break down.
But I also need to give you regular updates on what's happening. That's part of the problem that you can face when you have a challenge of this nature. You just don't get enough information. Now, there was a point at which I thought the government did come out and sought to give that information, but because the problem appears to have been prolonged, that information flow has not been continued in the way that it should have been done. So we have situations here where people are in real trouble, and it needs to be addressed. They need to come forward to the public and discuss it.
But you know that if instructions were given from the hate coming down, and people were threatened, and that's the other thing. You see, the whole thing about jobs, that's job security. If people were threatened in the way they know it would get sent home, then they would be on the bread line. They would understand the difference then.
Well, you have to come to terms with culture. And, you know, there's this theory that talks about higher level needs. When people are at one level, they behave a certain way, and their expectations are at one point. As they get more developed, they behave differently. And the society is very difficult in many instances to be in step with them and to match the changes that take place. And Barbados is at that point where we are seeing a lot of that. This culture did not just evolve overnight. It's been there for a long time and it has gained root. Trying to deal with it now is particularly difficult for all concerned. It is a public sector issue, it's a private sector issue, and trying to find approaches that's where Barbados is right now. But I thank you very much. Let's take another call. It's 1:53. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the program.
Yes, please. Mr. Ellis, in all your years, have you ever seen so much division between Barbadians in politics?
I think it has long been there.
But not as prevalent.
Well, I don't know. I think part of what you get here is that you have the media has facilitated a situation where you can hear it from time to time. You can go online and you will see it. But in the midst of that, I want you to be cautious because there is something about the Barbadian attitude today that I think is still in sync with the past, which is that for all the back and forth, people are still able to discern what's good and what is not so good, the majority. And we should not be afraid of democracy. Democracy requires that you have people of competing views and contrasting interests. And you need to have those things there, but you need to handle it responsibly. So that is the issue that I think is more important than anything else.
Do you think it's being handled responsibly?
You would have to tell me.
Some people are educated, but they talk without any common sense. And then the young people that don't know yesterday from today, they run with it, and you cannot explain different because that's what they understand. Because some people are very forceful in what they're doing, and then there's this division. Oh, the bees do this, the bees do that. Get rid of that. We are all Barbadians. This is where we have to live, and we want the best for Barbados.
But you know politics. It really plays with the emotions of people.
And that's sad.
But that's politics.
And the politicians are pushing it. They are pushing it. Both sides. We do this and we do that. Whose money are you using?
All right, let me ask you this question. In your judgment, where is Barbados today? Let's get away from the back and forth between them and get your assessment of where the country is now.
I have never seen Barbados as it is today. When I venture out, I'm scared to venture out after some hours, but when I go to town, it's like everything is so empty, and there are not many people, and you're hearing about all these people that are hungry and the water is off. And
where are you hearing that? In the media, or are you hearing it on the ground?
This is on the ground.
Okay.
And I a whole district, the water was turned off. Is that possible? And sometimes we are ignorant. When I say ignorant, I don't mean stupid. We let the politicians come and tell us, oh, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that. How the France you expect to live? Huh? And you want your hair done every week. You want your nails done every week. Where you can get the money from? Think about what you can do for yourself and stop waiting on the politicians to do it for you. And then I think we will have a better Barbados.
Well, I want to thank you very much for participating in today's edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Thanks also to my producer and technical operator, Dennis Johnson. I wish you a really great afternoon and a pleasant weekend. Goodbye.